Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, and we've got our stories of hope. I'm so excited to introduce you to our first guest, who is a super busy mom, but it's very normal in her life. Holly Penny, she's a mom, a self-love lover, a speaker, a writer, and a goal-getter. She's a travel enthusiast, and she loves chocolate. Well, I can certainly relate to that because I'm a chocolate lover myself. Experiencing childhood trauma and then as an adult, Holly began to realize there were negative patterns in her life. One day, as she calls it a low point, she decided to take matters into her own hands and dive deep into personal growth. This was the beginning of her healing journey. Growing in self-awareness, Holly came to realize that for the first 30 years of her life, she didn't know the meaning of self-care. Welcome to the show today, Holly.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's so great to have you on. And I mean, I can't think of anything that's more important for all of us as a human race is to love the self.
Exactly. It is the number one thing, and it has become the number one thing in my life, is truly just loving myself and learning how to love myself and learning how to give myself that self-care that we all need.
Right. And so that wasn't where you were at before when you were in the negative, discovering the negative patterns. And I'm sure that there were parts there during that time when you were not loving yourself.
Absolutely. That is, as you said in my bio, I just discovered, you know, for the first 30 years of my life, I didn't know what self-care was. So this is like a whole brand new thing that I'm learning, and I'm absolutely loving this part of my life. I grew up in a pretty average household on the East Coast of Canada in Nova Scotia. I grew up on a farm, so I really did know the meaning of hard work. As you know, you're up early and you're in bed late, and there's always lots to do when you're living on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we're going to jump ahead a couple of years to when my second son was born. I said Weston is 7. So about 6 or 7 years ago, I found myself uninspired, unexcited, burnt out, just completely exhausted. And I didn't even know why. I didn't know why I felt like this. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that I needed a change and I needed a shift, and something had to change. And I didn't know what it was. It was just this thing of something else needed to happen. And I remember in that moment, there was a new gym opening up in like walking distance, like a 2-minute walk from my house. Mm. And I thought, you know what? People who go to the gym seem happy. So let's try it. And of course, they're happy because, you know, exercise increases your endorphins, and those are your happy hormones. So shortly after that, I became a single mom. And so this meant on occasion, I did have some alone time. And that was where I really got to learn, or I guess relearn, my love for long hot baths. So that has now since become my like number one self-care tool, is a long hot bath, Epsom salts, like a candle, a book, a journal. That's like my perfect evening in. So I grew up, like I said, in a fairly average household. And while that's true, my mom was always there for us children. She was driving us where we needed to go, helping us with our homework. Honestly, anything we needed, she was there for us. Mm-hmm. So much so that I never witnessed my mom taking care of herself. Uh-huh. So she was always giving to others and never giving to herself. So as we know, belief systems are created at a really young age. And this is where I learned that, okay, moms don't really need to care for themselves. And they just give other people what they need. It doesn't matter. What moms need doesn't matter. It's just what everybody else needs. Well, I'm so glad that I broke that belief and created a new possibility for me and for my children and for the generations to come. And I realize now that the exhaustion that I was feeling was me trying to give from an empty cup. And we know we can't give more than what we have. So in 2019, so that was almost exactly 4 years ago. Actually, it'll be interesting to look back and see if it is exactly 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Sorry. I went on a 4-day retreat in Utah. And so this retreat is for women who are survivors of childhood sexual assault. Mm. And so I showed up at this home, this beautiful facility. And from the moment I arrived to the moment I left, we were fully taken care of. We were pampered. We really got to just see what it was like to have other people care for us and take care of us in that way. And it was a truly beautiful experience. So fast forward now, 3 years, I've really settled into what self-care is. And I am mindful to incorporate self-care into my every single day. And, long hot baths are my number one self-care tool. And that's not reality some days. So, other little things like taking a walk at lunchtime, getting a sun break, drinking from my favorite glass, all of those little things help me and support me and give me that little care and little bits of love that I need to fill my cup up. So then I'm able to spill over and be able to give to everyone else as well as myself first.
And I also feel like, by you living that way now, you are now showing your children, modeling to your children, what it's like when we take care of ourselves and what it's like when we give from a full cup rather than from a depleted state. So you're modeling a new way and the way, because people are always showing us one thing or another. So either people mm-hmm. are showing us like, wow, you're so amazing. You've got it going on. And, I want that. Or you're showing us, oh, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So it's people are always showing us. And most of the time, it's the people that are closest to us that are showing us either what we want or what we want to be like or what we don't want to be like, right? Yes. Where we can see the difference, where we can see the contrast. So mm-hmm. what a wonderful way for you to model to your children today what it's like to take care of yourself and what it's like to make space for yourself and what it's like to, have that sacred time. And like you said before we came on, you and your son are taking off on mm-hmm. Sunday, having a little private time, just you and your son, mm-hmm. and he knows how to ask for it. Yes. So I think that is a beautiful model.
Yes. Yeah. A common question that I ask the children is, what do you need to do to make yourself happy today? What's one thing you're going to do today to make yourself happy? And it's interesting to see what they come up with. They come up with some really cool ideas of like, oh, I want to take my bicycle to the park for an hour. Okay, take your bicycle and go to the park. Or, I want to play a game with a friend after dinner. Okay, well, then make sure you make time for that after dinner. And seeing them come up with that all on their own is really kind of cool. And that, it gives them the skills of like, oh yeah, I do need to care for myself. And what am I going to do to care for myself?
Yeah, and I think that question is a really a very thought-provoking, stimulating question, because normally, you know, we're always told what to do. Do this. But really putting the power back into their court and asking them, what is it that they want to do today that's going to make them feel good, that's going to, you know, make them happy? And then right away, they're in charge of it. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so it's brilliant, really. It's empowerment, and teaching them at an early age that they can take care of themselves and that they can get their needs met.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It is really cool to see them go through that process. And then my youngest is 7. So sometimes he struggles. So I'll throw things out there and I'll be like, do you want to cuddle mom right now? Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, do you want to cuddle mom right now? And he'll just shake his head no. And it's like, okay, then what's the next step? Do you want to have a bath right now? And he'll shake his head yes or no. But it's really cool to see him go through that, even though he's not quite verbalizing it yet, like I need this or I want this. He's able to shake his head yes or no.
Yeah, I think that's great to get him, you know, to get him even tuned in. I bet a lot of adults could use that form of questioning too. So right. I want to tell the audience how they can look you up, how they can get a hold of you and follow you on social media. So would you like to share with us what your social media handles are?
Yes, thank you. So my Facebook page is at I Am Holly Penny, and my last name is spelled P-E-N-N-E-Y. And my Instagram and my TikTok are at Holly_Penny. And my website is hollypenny.ca.
Wonderful. That's great. So what are you doing on TikTok? Are you doing dance videos?
So my daughter is on TikTok and she does all these dance videos. And I tell her, you need to teach me how to do this because I don't know these dances. But I just share my journey. I share my self-care journey and what's inspiring me today and my meditation practice. And
Good. Yeah. Well, what do you want to leave the audience with before we close and go on break?
I feel like some of the best advice that I received, and I still use it to this day, is just keep going. You know, it's not the story of the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
Just take that first step. Just take that next step. Whatever that next step for you is, just keep going and don't give up on yourself, because once you're through it, it's beautiful on the other side. So keep going.
Yeah, I love that. And what is it that you ask your children every day?
What's one thing you're going to do for yourself today to make you happy?
That is a question I want to leave you guys with as we go on break. What's the one thing you want to do today that's going to make you happy, that's going to tell you to what your needs are? And that's a beautiful question. Thank you so much, Holly Penny, for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
www.cornelia.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm really excited to introduce us to our next guest. So our next guest is Aleida Murcia, and we're going to be talking today to her about the organization that she supports, and that is Safe Harbor Counseling Institute, which is a nonprofit organization founded in 2017 and originating from the parish in Chino, California. As the organization grew, the vision and mission strengthened to include people of all faiths and strive to provide mental health care services that are accessible to the most vulnerable populations in their community. They now have 12 psychotherapists practicing mostly online through telehealth at the moment, due to the pandemic. And they also have virtual events for parenting education, mental health awareness, and emotional wellness workshops. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good. So you are involved in this organization. So are you a mental health counselor there, or what is it that you do for the nonprofit?
I am a licensed clinical social worker. That's my profession. So I do have my job as a therapist, and I do other things with my license. But in Safe Harbor, I'm part of the board of directors, and also I provide therapy for families and individuals who don't have access to mental health resources. So my work is pretty much volunteer work. I don't get paid for that. But I really liked what I do because there are so many people who don't have access to these services.
So is this for the bilingual community? Is this for the Spanish community?
Initially, it's open to anybody who would like to come. And unfortunately, a lot of undocumented people don't have access to services. And we have a lot of refugees here in California, not only Spanish speaking, but from different countries. So we are open to all of them because we provide bilingual services. But also we have a huge population who do have documents but don't have health insurance. So we are trying to respond to that need as well. And some of them who have health insurance, but they don't have the money to pay co-payments, which are pretty high right now. So we're open to anybody.
Well, that's really good because, you know, I saw it recently. I didn't, I don't know where I wrote it down at, but so many people in America don't have health insurance today. And so it's really important. So are you finding that the mental health care is critical right now?
Absolutely. Especially it has been always like a critical point, and especially in the Hispanic community, because we don't talk about a lot. We don't talk a lot about that. It's like a stigma. We don't open ourselves to that topic much. So educating our community it has always been a priority. But now after the pandemic, we're dealing with all the effects of the pandemic, the emotional, the depression, the anxiety, the financial crisis that families are going through, the divorces that are going through in many families. So right now it's critical that people have a place to go to ask for help for their mental health. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm sure that, you know, you're dealing also with the word suicide, which also I'm sure comes up where people don't really see a way out and feel like sometimes that suicide is the last option. And I know that is also a pandemic right now with, you know, many people wanting to take their own life. So I think it's wonderful that what you all are putting together, that this was formed by one person. Did one person have the vision and then put it together? Is that how that happened?
Yes. Rocio and her husband, who passed away during the pandemic, they called us and they a couple of us and say, hey, we have this vision that is this need. Would you be willing to join? And then we say yes. And we've been working with them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you guys get sponsorships? How does that work for you guys to, you know, get paid? You're volunteering, but for your organization.
Yeah. Some of the patients that we see, they will give like a donation because it's not even what a session cost, but they will give a donation. And then we have sponsors, and we are always reaching out to people, to other nonprofit agencies, to the government, to anybody who'd be willing to support our mission. So we always put the word out there. If you want to join us and help us, we're here. We need a lot of support, financial support.
Totally. Where can people look that up? Where can people look up your organization? What are the handles, the social media handles?
Oh, we are on Facebook, Safe Harbor Christian Institute. We also are in all the different platforms on social media and in our website.
What is your website?
Safe Harbor Institute.
Safe Harbor
Council and Institute. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because some people are driving, they're not, with a pen and a paper. So we always want to give really clear instruction because it's going in one ear and then out the other. And you know how that is if you don't remember what it is. So I'm going to ask you one more time before we close out the show today to give us that website again so we can get people to check you out and also people to offer support. Now, tell us about exactly where you guys are located. In California?
Yeah, we're located in Chino, California. That's our, we have the main office there, but right now we're providing teletherapy. So we're reaching out to anybody as long as we have, you know, the permission to do so, we'll provide services to anybody.
Wow, that's really nice. So who are all the psychologists that are working with you?
They are same as me, people who feel that we need to give back to the community. We have our own professions, we have our own jobs, but we feel like we need to do a little bit more. That it's not possible in our jobs. So we volunteer our time and help out.
Wow. So do you find that you have like single people, but then also families that meet with you online?
Yes, absolutely. We have there is a huge need for family therapy because that's one of the services that are not covered by insurance. And most insurance don't cover that family counseling or couples counseling. So that is a huge need. And we have a lot of clients who come to us for that.
So what do you feel like is the biggest need? Like what's the common need that mostly all of them have?
Right now, I feel is depression and the anxiety of the what happened during the pandemic and all the consequences for families and not knowing where we're going, all the transition that everybody's going through. And I think the levels of anxiety, and as some people feel this is the end, I don't have way to go. Where do I go from here? And that's what we're telling them. We're here to help you. Like, reach out. I mean, there are so many organizations, so many places where you can go out and ask for help. This is not the end. No matter how difficult it could look like, emotionally, financially, physically, there is hope. There is help.
Wow, that's really great. So then you also have a list of resources available to send people to. But they, they have to ask for it. They have to really, show up. And so are you guys pretty busy?
Yes, we are very busy all the time getting phone calls. And sometimes, as you said, phone calls are not even for therapy, are for connections to other organizations and resources. So we are open to anything that our clients need.
Mm-hmm. Good. Let's tell the audience again the website.
So you can go at Safe Harbor Counseling Institute. I'm sorry, Safe Harbor Counseling Institute. You can find us online or in any platform in social media.
Safe Harbor Counseling Institute.
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
right? SafeHarborCounselingInstitute.com. And that's where you can go and you can look up the organization. And you can also, is there a donation space there where people can donate?
Yeah, that is space, and we also have a contact person if you want to join the mission and maybe volunteer your time or any type of help is welcomed.
I'm curious about, like, you know, if people join you guys to want to support you guys with what you're doing, is there a criteria that you guys follow?
Yes. Yeah. We'll have a conversation, explain to them how the process to follow. But yeah, but everybody is welcome to help us in any capacity. We have so many, we have so much work that anybody is welcome to help us.
Wow, that's really good. I think that's really great. I know that there's a lot of people out there that want to support and give their time and their resources. So, thank you for coming on the show today and telling us about your wonderful organization and your wonderful service. And thank you for doing such great work out there.
Thank you so much for the invitation. And again, there is always hope. So everybody who's listening, please reach out for help. You feel like you need help in this. In this moment.
Thank you so much, Elaida. It's wonderful to meet you. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show today. Stay tuned next for Rosita Perez at 12:30, and we'll see you guys next week, Friday, on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.